We're going to cause trouble.
Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. It's Farrell on the bench on a Monday. Let's look at the quick hits. The Steelers are trading for star wide receiver DK Metcalf of the Seahawks, so he's going to be playing in Pittsburgh alongside George Pickens. Too bad they don't have a quarterback yet. Of course, Josh Allen re-upped with the Bills, a record $330 million deal. Davante Adams signs a two-year deal with the Rams, and Geno Smith goes to the Raiders. Now let's look at the NBA from the weekend. I want to start with Sunday, obviously. The Thunder blew out the Nuggets 127-103 in Oak City. Shai Gilgeous with a 40-burger and 8 rebounds, 3 blocks. They're 53-11. They're unbelievable. The Suns beat the Mavericks in Dallas 125-116. Durant had 21. Grizzlies 107-104 over the Pelicans. Bane had 30 for the Grizzlies. Sixers 126-122 over the Jazz. Lonnie Walker, the fourth, had 25 for Philly. Cavs by 12 over the Bucks. They covered. Strus had 17 and 9 boards for the Cavs. Timberwolves blew out the Spurs 141-124. Ann Edwards had 25. Pistons by 7 over the Blazers in Portland at the Moda. Tobias Harris had 20 for Detroit. And in overtime, the game of the night, the Clippers 111-110 over the Kings. At the Intuit in Inglewood, Harden had 29, 9 boards, and 11 dimes. That was Sunday. As far as Saturday went, the Hornets by 3 over the Nets in Charlotte. Rockets blew out the Pelicans 146-117. Brooks had 27 in that one. Hawks beat the Pacers by a bucket. Ice Tray had 36. Wizards by 1 over the Raptors. Poole had 34. Bulls 114-109 over the Heat. Giddy had 26. Magic beat the Bucks by a bucket in Milwaukee. Cole Anthony had 22. Lakers got beat by 10 at Boston. Tatum had 40. And the Warriors 115-110 over the Pistons. Butler had 26 and 9 boards. Now let's take a look at what's happening tonight in the NBA. Sixers and Hawks at 7:30 in Atlanta. Hawks laying 9.5. Celtics are at home laying 17.5 to the Jazz. Lakers are at no sleep till at the Barclays in Brooklyn. Nets getting 6.5. Hornets at the Heat at the Kaseya in Miami. Heat laying 9.5. Wizards at the Raptors at Scotiabank in Toronto. Raps laying 6.5. 8:00. Pacers and Bulls on the west side. United Center in Chicago. Pacers still up, laying 4.5 as favorites. Magic at the Rockets at the Toyota Center. Rockets laying 4.5. Suns at Grizzlies at FedEx in Memphis. Memphis laying 4.5. 8:00 on NBA TV. It's the Nuggets and Thunder again, just like Sunday. Oak City laying 8.5 this time. 8:30, Mavs and Spurs at Frost Bank in San Antonio. Spurs laying 6.5. And 10:00, Blazers and Dubs at the Chase in the city. Golden State laying 11.5. 10:30 on NBA TV. Knicks and Kings at the Golden One in Sacktown. Knicks are laying 2.5 there. College rack, let's go back to Saturday first. Number 7, Alabama in overtime shock. Number 1, Auburn at the Neville, 93-91. Number 2, Duke blew out North Carolina, 82-69. Number 3, Houston by 4 at Baylor. Number 4, Tennessee by 10 at home over South Carolina. Number 5, Florida, 90-71 over Ole Miss in Gainesville. In overtime, number 6, St. John's won at the 5 serve against number 20, Marquette in Milwaukee, 86-84. Last second shot went down for the Johnnies. Number 9, Texas Tech blew out Arizona State in Tempe. Bobby Hurley's got to be in trouble there. Number 10, Iowa State, a big winner at Kansas State, 73-57. Number 11, Clemson, 65-47 over Va Tech. Penn State by 11 at number 12, Wisconsin. That was a shock. Number 13, Maryland by 13 over Northwestern in College Park. Number 14, Louisville by 20 over Stanford at the Yum. Number 19, Kentucky won at Missouri in Columbia, 91-83. Number 22, A&M won at LSU by 14. BYU ranked 23rd at home in Provo, 85-74 over Utah. Number 24, Arizona lost at Kansas, 83-76. Number 25, Mississippi State lost at Arkansas at Bud Walton to the Hogs by 1. In the CAA, second round, Drexel 91-74 over Elon. In the SoCon quarters, Chattanooga beat Mercer by 15. In the Northeast Conference, Cerny Semi, St. Francis of PA by 3 over LIU, Long Island U. In the Big South Semi, High Point by 3 over Radford. Miami beat NC State by a bucket. Georgia by 11 over Vanderbilt and Athens. Loyola Chicago won in Amherst against UMass 74-51. In the Northeast Conference Tourney Semi, Central Connecticut in overtime beat Fairleigh Dickinson by 4. Rhode Island over Fordham blew them out. St. Bonnie by 3 over Davidson on the road. Cornell blew out Columbia at home. Princeton blew out Penn at home. Yale by 9 at Brown. Harvard a 66-58 winner over Dartmouth. DePaul beat Georgetown by 6 in Chicago. Rider by 1 over Niagara at home. St. Peter's by 8 over Canisius at home. Manhattan at home by 12 over Siena. Wake blew out Georgia Tech in Winston-Salem. In the SoCon quarters, VMI beat Greensboro 64-57. In the Big South semi, Winthrop over Asheville, big 86-67. LaSalle 81-74 over St. Joe's. UConn in stores blew out Seton Hall. Delaware a winner over Campbell in the CAA second round, 79-62. America East quarters, Vermont beat New Hampshire 64-57. Oklahoma State 78-67 over Cincinnati. Louisiana Tech blew out UTEP. Liberty blew out Western Kentucky. Middle Tennessee blew out Florida International. Kennesaw State by 4 over Jacksonville State. In the Missouri Valley, Drake by 7 over Belmont. That was a semifinal. Jackson State by 4 over Mississippi Valley. Sam Houston by 76-69 count over New Mexico State at home. Indiana will get into the tournament. They won by 6. They rallied to beat Ohio State 66-60 in Bloomington at Assembly Hall. Bryant in the America East quarters, a winner over Baltimore County by 11. Colorado blew out TCU in Boulder. Florida State by 7 over SMU in Tallahassee. Notre Dame in 4 overtimes beat Cal 112-110. Utah State by 40 over Air Force. In overtime, Grand Canyon lost at Abilene Christian 82-81. Mount St. Mary's by 10 over Marist. Iona by a bucket over Sacred Heart. Xavier beat Providence 76-68. West Virginia by 7 over Central Florida. San Jose State blew out Fresno. Texas Southern blew out Prairie View. Bethune by 1 over Florida A&M. Hampton by 5 over Northeastern in the CAA second round. America East quarters, Maine over Lowell 72-64. Wofford by 12 over East Tennessee in the SoCon quarters. Missouri Valley semi, Bradley by 5 over Valpo. Pitt blew out BC. George Mason by 4 at Richmond. Creighton, a winner at home over Butler, 87-74. Sunbelt quarters, Arkansas State by 3 over Marshall. Alabama State by 12 over Grambling on the road. Alcorn on the road by 2 over Pine Bluff. Southern blew out Alabama A&M. Albany by 3 over Binghamton in the America East quarters. Poly blew out Long Beach. Fairfield 83-74 over Quinnipiac. In the Big Sky first round, Weber 83-70 over Sac State. Summit League semi, Omaha blew out South Dakota. Cuse over Virginia by 14 at the Dome. St. Louis by a bucket over Duquesne in overtime. UCLA beat USC big 90-63. Northridge by 9 over Hawaii in Cali. Oklahoma won at Texas by 4. Utah Valley over Tarleton by 5. Cal Baptist by a bucket over UT Arlington. Furman in the SoCon quarters over Samford big 95-78. CAA second round, Monmouth by 5 over Hofstra. West Coast Conference, Pepperdine upset, Oregon State 77-73, Sun Belt, Troy 75-59 over Old Dominion. In the Ohio Valley Championship, SIU Edwardsville shocked Southeast Missouri to get into the tournament. They're in 69-48 SIU Edwardsville, Riverside by 5 over Fullerton, Seattle U by 5 over Utah Tech, Northern Arizona in the Big Sky first round, a winner over Eastern Washington by 13, Irvine a winner by 9 over Santa Barbara, San Diego State blew out Nevada, Summit League semi, St. Thomas, Minnesota 85-69 over North Dakota, UC San Diego 68-57 over Davis, and Washington State in the WCC third round, a winner over Loyola Marymount 94-77. Now let's go to Sunday. Number 17, Michigan went to number 8. Michigan State at the Breslin in East Lansing, and the Spartans won it 79-62. They had a fight at the end of that game at center court. In the CAA Championship quarterfinals, Towson 82-76 over Drexel. In the Patriots semi, Navy upset Bucknell 83-77. In the Big South Championship, High Point is in the tournament 81-69. They beat Winthrop to get in. Iowa went to Nebraska and won big 83-68. The Huskers are finished. Florida Atlantic 81-53 over East Carolina. In overtime, Rutgers 75-67 over Minnesota. Harper had 22 for the Knights. In the Patriot League semi, American beat Colgate by 10. Lipscomb is in the NCAA tournament, the A-Sun title, 76-65 over North Alabama. Temple upset North Texas and Philly by 5. Tulane big over UAB. Tulsa by 10 at Wichita State. Missouri Valley Championship, Drake is in. They beat Bradley to get there, 63-48. In the CAA quarters, Delaware big over William and Mary, 100-78. Oregon in overtime by 7 over Washington and Seattle. In the SoCon semi, Furman by 3 over Chattanooga. Texas San Antonio by 3 over Charlotte on the road. CAA quarters, Wilmington 79-65 over Hampton. In the Southland first round, Corpus Christi 62-48 over Houston Christian. In the Sun Belt semi, Arkansas State by 3 over South Bama. In the SoCon semi, Wofford over VMI by 20. Big Sky second round, Northern Colorado 76-52 over Weber. CAA quarters, Charleston by 1 over Monmouth in overtime. Southland first round, Incarnate Word by 4 over Southeast Louisiana in overtime. In an upset in the West Coast Conference, Pepperdine shocked Santa Clara by 2. Troy by 19 over James Madison in the Sun Belt semis. In the Summit League Championship, Omaha is in the NCAAs. They beat St. Thomas of Minnesota 85-75. Big Sky second round, Montana 74-65 over Northern Arizona. And in the West Coast Conference quarter, San Francisco beat Washington State by 11. So they move on. So let's look at what's going to be happening now on Monday night. Tonight's games in College Rack, they just keep playing great conference games. And you got the CAA semi, Towson laying 4.5 to Delaware at 6 o'clock. Southland quarters, Corpus Christi laying 4.5 to Northwestern State. Sun Belt Championship, Arkansas State laying 1.5 to Troy at 7 o'clock on the Deuce. 7 o'clock on ESPN, the SoCon Championship, Furman laying 2.5 to Wofford. 7 o'clock, Oakland and Bobby Moe in the Horizon Semis. Bobby Moe laying 3.5. They're playing the game in Indianapolis. 7:30, Big Sky third round, Idaho State laying 1.5 to Montana State. CAA semifinal, Wilmington laying 3.5 to Charleston on CBS Sports Network. Also at 8:30, Incarnate Word getting 4.5 from Nichols in the Southland quarters. West Coast Conference semi, number 21, St. Mary's taking on Pepperdine, laying 20.5 to the Wave. 9:30 on the Deuce, Youngstown State and Cleveland State in the Horizon semis. Cleveland State laying 2.5. 10 o'clock, Idaho and Portland State in the Big Sky third round. Portland State laying 5.5. And at 11:30 on the Deuce, the West Coast Conference semifinal, Gonzaga laying 14.5 to San Francisco. That should be an awesome game. All right, let's go back to hockey from the weekend. Saturday, Senators in overtime beat the Rangers 4-3 in Ottawa. Kraken 4-1 over the Flyers. Bruins 4-0 in Tampa. Panthers 4-0 at home over the Sabres. Avs 7-4 at home over the Leafs. Flames at home 1-0 over the Canadiens. In overtime, Preds at home 3-2 over the Blackhawks. In overtime, Kings at home 2-1 over the Blues. Oilers 5-4 over the Stars, and the Islanders won in San Jose 4-2. Then on Sunday in the NHL, Devils 3-1 over the Flyers in Philadelphia. Caps at home doubled up the Kraken 4-2. Penguins 3-1 over the Wild. Crosby scored, Malkin scored, and they did it against their boy, Marc-Andre Fleury, playing, of course, for the Wild. Canes doubled up the Jets 4-2. Jackets 7-3 over the Rangers. Kings 6-5 in Sin City. I got a beautiful down in Las Vegas, baby, over the Knights. 6-5 the final again. Stars 4-1 over the Canucks in Vancouver. And the Ducks beat the Islanders on the pond 4-1. Now, what about tonight in the NHL? There's four games, 7 o'clock. Oilers and shoving off to Buffalo in Buffalo. Edmonton's minus -$1.95. 7:30 Wings and Senators in Ottawa. Sens are minus -$1.70. 9 o'clock, Blackhawks and Avs, the Ball Arena in Denver. Colorado's minus -$5.50. And at 10 o'clock, the Maple Leafs are at Utah and Salt Lake. Shakers at the Delta Center. Toronto's minus -$1.20. That's everything from the weekend, if you can believe it. By the way, Pereira, the great champ in the UFC, he got beat. So much for that. He got his ass beat by some no-name hack. And now he's no longer the champ, so they don't know what they're going to do in that UFC. All of their big-name stars are getting beat. Anyway, no one cares. I'm live today, 3 to 6, on Pharrell Coast to Coast on Sports Grid TV, Sports Grid app, and sportsgrid.com/watch. We're also on TCL, Samsung Plus, Vizio, and LG TV. Search Sports Grid, you'll find us. We're on Amazon Freevee, Roku, Sling, Fubo TV, YouTube TV, and Fire TV. We're on Sirius XM, Channel 159, and Sports Byline USA. Hey, make sure you get the Pharrell and the Prophet app. That's Pharrell and the Prophet. It's a kick-ass app. Make sure you watch Profit Plays every day for all the mixed picks. All we do is make people money. Simple as that. Everybody loves it, and everybody's making fat stacks. Watch Pharrell Unplugged. Watch Pharrell and the Profit. There's all kinds of killer shows. And how about all the Jim Florentine's comedy specials? They're all on there, and other content as well. You're going to love it. Pharrell and the Profit app. For everything else, go to ProfitableTV.com and PharrellandEvents.com. I'll see you at 3 on C2C. Shake out. Ooh, shake out. Ooh.